meow, 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 meow.
Wow.
Meow, meow, meow.
You're listening to The Trigger Weens, broadcasting from Hot Bay 2K, a mile above Queef level on Intergalactic Prairie Studios.
Queef level.
It doesn't matter.
That kind of night, folks.
Push ahead.
It's already that kind of night, huh?
We alter your Crocus Aurelius by warning your setups as we rejuvenative wavy gravy waves. The trigger week is covered by
my yaks are giving birth.
That's funny. The trigger weens is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows use or reuse by anyone except governments. There's a clause about the mailman, because if someone goes and kills the mailman, we don't want to also be able to go visit them in jail and mock them to their face for violating the BIPCOT no government license. You can learn more at BIPCOT.org. No,
that's not true. It's because mailman delivered BIPCOT merch. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's the real reason, man. That's the only reason.
Just like I believe it was Luke Bryant. I believe it was Luke.
What? Sorry, I'm playing with the new app from the BIPCOT no gov people. I can't remember the name of my company. What is BIPCOT stand for? Beastlick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team came up with a new app today. It's called Pocket Alibi, and you should be Googling that right now on the Google Play Store. And no, we don't have it for iPhones, because people who use iPhones are, you know, probably have sex with animals. I don't know. I don't know any, so I don't know. But they're horrible people. They're horrible.
I'm a beautiful person, Michael.
It's sad. It's very sad.
Yeah, Steve's one of the beautiful people, Michael.
I know.
Yeah, don't speak to me in Trump's Twitter account about my iPhone. Very sad. Get out of here.
You should never do the thing I'm talking about.
Yeah, if people don't know, all these little soundboard clips here are coming off this app. This app has a bunch of sections, and it's a bunch of people voicing of things that we fiend sourced. We put it out to the ether and said, hey, what should this app have? We wrote some of it on the spot, wrote some of it ahead of time, have multiple people reading different things, and it's all the fiends, most of the fiends, the beautiful fiends who actually, like, you know, found time to do it. are on this thing, and it's great. It's got disclaimers, and the icon for that is a suitcase. Do you know why?
If what you're about to do is illegal, you should immediately move to a hipper community.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, and it's true.
Don't try this at home.
I meant to play the better version of that anyway.
If what you are about to do is illegal, you should immediately move to a hipper community.
Yeah, that's much better.
Yeah,
hold on. So some of the things you can get said by multiple different fiends.
Yes.
There are.
That's an example. All right, here we go.
You should never do the thing I'm talking about. You should never do the thing I'm talking about. You should never do that thing I'm talking about. You should never do the thing I'm talking about. You should never do the thing I'm talking about.
And for people who don't get it, if it's not intuitive, so have you figured out yet why it says, Jeremy, like, you know, never do M2, never do F1?
Yes.
Figured it out?
Yeah, it took me a second or two.
What is it?
Male and female, so male voice, female voice.
One does not correspond to any certain fiend, like, you know.
No, it's just how many of them are doing that voice.
Yeah, and like, which I usually put
words rather
the funniest one first.
They don't run credits at the end of the app and say male one played by Jeremy.
No, but it does say.
Is there a bonus scene at the end?
No, there's an about tab. And it says, ooh, this app voiced by... Here, Jeremy, why don't you read the about tab?
Oh, sure.
We're going to do like an hour on this app.
I have to go back. So, yes, the about tab for the new app says...
It's an anarchy symbol. It's an A for anarchy symbol.
The new app, Pocket Alibi.
Yes. Pocket Alibi. Ever struggle for the right thing to say at a party? Want to say whatever you want, wherever you want, without fear of getting in trouble? Not a guarantee. Then this app is for you. It's a portable soundtrack of denial that fits in your pocket. It's a great icebreaker, too. Tell two friends and listen to the makers of this app, the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. It gives a link to the website. And it says, this app voiced by the world, by these world-class voiceover artists, and it lists all of us.
I didn't say world-famous. I'm being honest.
It says world-class. Yeah, it's world-class. That's fine. World-class.
I'm not correcting you. I'm saying I didn't say world-famous because they're not going to be until this app's been out for a couple weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. We're on the air in the Philippines. Just throw that out there.
At the latest. And then it lists a whole bunch of us that's on there.
No, that guy's in Hawaii right now. He moves around.
All right. Well,
so we're on the air in Hawaii now, but there's still large Polynesian men there. That's all you care about, Steve.
I found Renaya Tuiasapopo on Twitter today, but we could talk about that later.
All right. We will talk about that later. Go on, Jeremy.
So it lists all the themes that are involved. Do you want me to read all of our names or just...
Hey, first I want you guys to take a look. I want you to take a look real quick, please, at the email I just sent you, the picture that we're going to use for tonight's show of my dad poking a stuffed alligator. My 95-year-old dad. Do you guys see it?
I'm opening it right now.
My John's updating.
Your John's updating.
Yeah, open. There is dad with there gator.
Open.
Whoa. Yeah. There you go.
It's kind of an awesome picture. I like it.
Very nice.
Yeah. So anyway. It's,
yes.
Read more about the app. While I pull up this this letter from a station, I'm talking about why they kicked us off the air. Was that your fault this time, Jeremy?
I guess it was technically Jim and my fault.
Talking about making sweet, sweet love with one of Trump's daughters.
I don't think either of us actually said that.
I don't ever remember hearing any. I've never heard her name on here.
I forget she exists all the time.
I remember this show, and someone directly implied that they wanted to make the Beast with Two Backs. It was Jim and Jeremy. Like, I don't mean to drop dime because I am like technically supposed to represent them as their union leader, but it was
Jim. Wait a minute. Aren't you supposed to be telling me to be quiet? Steve, stop. Shh.
Wow.
You're union leadering. Wrong.
We were talking, what was it, the Pornhub statistics for the, you know, and we checked, we got clearance from the board up that night that we were staying within the bounds. We were being extremely clinical, and I don't remember going into that part.
He thought you said Cornhub.
Wait, you think the board ops have the like legal ability to...
I didn't say legal. It wasn't about legal. He said he would have dropped. He was going to, you know, hit the button if we kept going. He said he was listening and he was like, you know, going to dump us if we...
If you climaxed on the topic, so to speak.
Exactly. Yeah. So you
pulled out just short of going full force.
Yeah, it was just a tip, Trump. You know? So
okay.
That's basically it.
We don't do that kind of stuff anymore. Just like people who think that, you know, we need some government, because not much, though, because government's really bad at doing things, so we should only have government do things that are really important.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, only the super important things.
Yeah.
Bad touch, officer.
Exactly.
So anyway, go on, please. Read more.
Oh. Well, that was pretty much it for the about.
Is there a problem with your donut, officer?
It just finishes off by saying, written via Fiend Sourcing with Freedom Fiends co-host and listeners. Worms.
Yeah.
Please do give me more of your unsolicited advice.
That one's going to come in handy.
Yeah, I do like that saying in general.
Yeah, Lou said that this is the app for like when you're not speaking with somebody, you're giving them the cold shoulder, and but you still have things to say, and you can use this app.
Yeah, right. Oh,
he's
let's
a
see.
Liar. He's a socialist, and his feet stink.
Yep.
May result in state beatings and or incarceration.
I like that one. I don't even know who wrote that. I think JP wrote that. I should send this to JP. He's not on the webs. Anyway, so you want to talk a little more about the app? Play a few more?
Sure.
Choice selections.
Yeah. Let's
you know, Steve has his own section on here of libertarian pickup lines. Here, I'll play some of them.
Is this yak meat gluten-free? Oh, yeah? You like Ben Stone? Name five of his albums.
I love that one.
Thanks, sugar. Your Bitcoin's on the nightstand. Free Friday night? Let's go warn people about the police checkpoint. Hey, why don't you come into my Bitcoin mine and get comfortable?
Not bad.
What are you doing tonight? You want to go cop blocking? Want to go
to
my place and watch Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom?
I like that.
I've never harder pronounced the P sound in a word in my entire life than on that cop blocking.
I didn't want it to sound like something else, so I made it clear. Because, you know, people who may not know what cop blocking is may hear this app or have it used.
And
fishermen
might think we're talking about cod blocking. We don't want them to think that we're standing.
So we can actually do something that's socially relevant before we go back to an hour on this app. Jeremy, can you tell the audience what cop blocking is and why people would want to do it?
Sure. Well, cop block, I forget how it actually started, but it's essentially the process of, things like warning people about, Steve's voice said just before, warning people about DUI checkpoints and trying to interfere with the police officer's business of harassing other individuals without, the goal is to try to do it without getting in trouble yourself.
I think they would not use the word interfere, but probably for legal purposes, but...
Well, okay.
Yeah, it's like
intervene.
Like several
intervene aspects. Was the word I meant. Was actually the word I meant.
I think the word is witness and challenge. It's a lot of cop blocking is filming the cops, and people were doing this even before everyone had a phone and their camera. I mean, cop blockers used to carry around little digital video cameras. I believe. Well, there's different aspects of it. One aspect of it too is like, asserting your rights when stopped for no reason. Like, do you know why I pulled you over? Am I free to go? Oh, that should be one of the things on here. Well, the am I being detained is too. But like, not engaging with the officers any more than you're legally required to, because they basically generally, most of them are on a fishing expedition trying to find out things to put you in jail.
Yep.
And I think it came from the book You and the Police by Boston Tea Party. And then... it was started as a formal organization by Adamo Freeman and Pete Ayer, who are some good cop blockers who actually sat down together, went over to one of their places and watched Guns and Read The Road to Freedom. But they're, they have girlfriends, but.
Am I being detained?
Am I being detained?
Am I being detained? Taxation is theft.
That'd be a good one. Only use these two buttons to answer everything a cop says.
Am I being detained?
Taxation is theft. Taxation is theft.
Yeah.
Taxation is theft.
Yeah.
She couldn't even say it without laughing. It's funny. This one here might actually be one of my favorites so far.
Oh, we'll settle this argument. Give me Lysander Spooner on the Ouija board. Stat!
I know. Where do we come up with these things?
I'm sorry, sir. An older girl told me to do it.
That just seems wrong on so many levels.
I know.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs by sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom.
Fiendbot 3000.
Fiendphone.
Pipcot no gov.
Bad audio is a hate crime.
A Freedom Fiends worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch. Now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
Hey, there's some Squiscar Squiggles from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, the radios. And I guess I says worms now. So there you go.
Much everything anyone would ever need to say is on the app Pocket Alibi, so this would be good too for people who've taken a vow of silence.
This is just a joke. Seriously. Just a joke.
And Lizzie, Davy Barker Ted takes vows of silence sometimes. He could use this. He's actually kind of, there's a tip to his hat in here, a tip to his hat. The state speech is hate speech button. It's too small to really see on a phone, but it's not a police badge. It's a shiny badge. Don't grant extra rights. I didn't put him in the credits because, I don't know, because I didn't credit anyone whose stuff I just grabbed. And, you know, really, I mean, isn't the ultimate goal getting to the point, and I'm crediting him now, but, and also, you know.
In a nice roundabout way.
Yeah, and J.L. Schulman told me that I didn't. L. Neil Smith told him not to, told me not to credit him.
L. Neil Hubbard, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Neil, J. Neil L. Hubbard. All right, so let's read some of the review. How do you guys like the icon for Pocket Alibi? The yellow P? Yellow P, I just got that. It's a joke.
Ew.
Ew.
I like it. It looks very lawyerly.
Lawyerly, yeah, that's what I was going for. I was like, you know, I was sick of looking like a punk rocker. I'm growing up at 52 and a half.
Let me put it this way. It looks more legitimate than the fake law firm that Tony Styles tried to sue me with.
Really?
He's a liar, he's a socialist, and his feet stink.
Okay, now
also,
now
I figured out how to get to the reviews, Michael.
Okay, now, but that was the first actual use of this app, like, in context, I think. And the thing is, you have to get really good at getting to the ones really quick and knowing the things on it. And, you know, this brings up a question. When I do updates in a few weeks after, like, everybody says, why didn't you use blah, 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 and I think of 20 more to put in there. Also, the women, the ladies are underrepresented.
Yes.
Need more women. Was that what you're going
to
say?
Well, I was actually going to ask, is it possible to update? Did you just answer that question for me?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, yeah. Unlike with the iPhone app where I have to pay like $400 and apply for a mortgage to update it.
Apply for a mortgage.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually going to start giving Google $10 a month. I think I'm going to go for YouTube Red. They're getting so annoying with the, like, you know, it started subtle, but now it's like every 10 minutes watching a video, it gets interrupted by an ad now.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that. Yeah. Because I was watching.
They have videos that are 10 minutes long on YouTube. I didn't know that.
Are you serious?
Well, no, I'm not entirely, but most of the videos I watch are short. No, I know.
Well, that's because you watch viral videos and they average 2 minutes or under. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, give me my Never Scare a Black Guy. You know, the Sovereign Citizens Getting Owned compilation. That's great. You know, I mean, the cops are ridiculous, but, like, what do you expect?
Yeah. I don't click on any more, like, police abuse videos because it's like you've kind of seen them all once you've seen a couple dozen of them. You know, I don't need to see a cop shooting a dog or a black man or beating up a white man anymore to know that it happens. It's horrible. And, you know, the police basically need a choke collar on that's remotely controlled by, you know, by a 51% of the citizens within a block. I think it'd be good. Like, what do you think of that plan to help police accountability? So every cop has a shock collar, non-lethal but extraordinarily painful shock collar, and 51% of the people within a block who can pick up the cop on their phone app, you know, get to decide whether or not he gets shocked.
You can read more in my new book, Shock Cops by Majority Vote, available on Amazon Kindle.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not a big fan of democracy either. I'm more into self-rule. But if we're going to have democracy, how about that for all cops and politicians? You know, the ironic thing is, like, I'm probably going to get my door kicked in for saying this. Like, they're going to say this is a terroristic threat. No, it's a suggestion on how to improve democracy. And we have free speech. So there. All right.
So vote shock collars.
Vote yes on shock collars.
I'm for that. Well, I mean,
put that in the show notes too. Shock collars for police. 51%.
Make America vault again.
I already wrote that down. But I'm all for that.
I value your input.
When I was a assistant manager at Petco, before I had thank you.
You know, you can put these on repeat. If you go to the little three dots in the top right and hit repeat mode. Yeah. Yeah.
Eddie Hoodle.
I didn't do it right. So you were where? You worked at Shock Collar dot
yes, com. I worked at Shot Collar. I worked at Petco, and I was an assistant manager, and I sold, you know, I was supposed to sell these things.
Any
was,
hoodle. Thank any you. Hoodle.
Okay. That's appreciated.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, I used to talk people out of it by telling them they had to wear it first before they let them buy it and take over their
pants. And you actually, they sell those? Ugh.
Yeah. Man. And my manager hated me because
thumbs
we
comes out down.
I find it shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan.
Thank you, Jeremy.
I'm not a big fan.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Hey, Michael, long time first time. Yeah. Do you have sports radio in Wyoming or no?
I don't know. I know I keep getting ads on YouTube for that comedian with the puppet, Jeff Fox. No, what's his name?
Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Father of Lena Dunham.
Oh, no.
Is he really?
No.
Is
he really? No.
That'd be funny.
I like Jeff Dunham.
Spreading alternative facts on the air.
Did you say you like
SMH?
Her?
No, you Jeff like Dunham. I like him.
Oh. No, you like Jeff Dunham. I'm more of the Larry the Cable Guy kind of ilk.
I like Larry too, but I saw Jeff before he came up.
Before he got big, rather.
So whatever. Here's the
Larry the Cable Guy is the ICP of comedy.
I like Ron White.
Wow, it's 2017. How could you say that? You should say I like Ron Caucasian. I like Rons of many races.
You know,
I like all
Trump
Rons.
Is so unpopular.
Some of my Ron's best friends are Ron.
Even Larry the Cable Guy wouldn't perform at Trump's inauguration.
Yeah.
Why didn't he? I'll bet he would have done it. But I'll bet Trump is like, we'd rather have the army, the Marine marching band than admit that the best we could do was Larry the Cable Guy.
Well, maybe he, like, honest to God, had a cable job that day he had to run.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe he, honest to God, doesn't like Trump, too, because there's some things about Trump that don't fit with a lot of
He is a Jew from Connecticut. I mean...
Trump? He's not Jewish.
No, Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's his real name? Yeah. I forget what his real name is.
It's like... Lawrence Slotkin or something. I don't know, but yeah, I don't want to. I see I'm spreading too many alternative facts.
Lawrence Cablestein.
There you go.
Lawrence Cablestein. Cablewitz.
I don't Cablewitz. I like it. Cable Gold. Yeah. Okay, yeah. We just got kicked
Gold
off
Cable.
The air. Yeah. There you go.
Got kicked off the air, but eight people are like, I'm going to follow those people. They're great.
We're going to have to add that to the list.
The what? Registry.
Well, the list I was trying to compile the other day of things we're not allowed to say, apparently, that we're learning slowly
well,
as we go.
There's really not a list. There's not even an FCC list, which is kind of bizarre because they not bizarre because they want to keep it open so they can get you in trouble for anything. But more often these days, if you're not a popular show, and we are not a popular show, you know, if you're not like somebody, you know, we're not somebody that like our network could be, you know. A boycott isn't going to work on the Freedom Fiends, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, there's no economic incentive. You know, like, GCN would probably be like, I don't care.
What about a girl cot?
Why are you going to be so sexist, Michael?
I've been inspired by the march.
Yeah. All right. So, speaking of kids, Jeremy, how old are the Bip Tots, your twins?
The Bip Tots are now 5.
Oh, okay. So they're not old enough to hear this app in Germany.
Probably. No, I guess not. What's the age in Germany? 6, I think.
Reading. Like 6 in Germany and 10 the rest of 10 years old the rest of the world.
It's 6 in Germany, but if you're 5, then they say 9.
Romeo und Juliet. So, but I was thinking, like, do you think it would be fun or drive you insane to have your kids like when you go on a long road trip, just give them both a phone with the Pocket Alibi app.
Yeah, see, my kids would probably find humor in it for a while, actually. And then they'd probably lose interest. They like more.
This unfortunately, is fine signing bull humor.
Exactly. Yeah. They prefer more visual stuff, so.
Yeah. You know.
What in the happy Halloween are you talking about?
They're going to love that one because I keep meaning to tell Lou that. My kids now say variations of that because I say it a lot from doing so many shows with Lou. Except my one daughter, she says, what in the merry Halloween are you doing, Daddy?
Wow.
And yeah, they think it's hysterical.
Well, so. If it's that kind of party, I'm just going to take off my clothes and dance on national television.
Yep, that's our celebrity one.
Yes.
Does this app make me look fat?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Talk to the app.
Talk to the app.
I should make stickers for this.
I'd love to get a piece of that app.
Say, talk to the app. They'd have a QR code for this. Yeah. But then people think it's an app you can talk to, and this one just talks for you. All right.
I don't like apps that talk at me.
I know. So as the union leader, Steve, for the Freedom Fiends co-host, are you going to try to demand royalties every time someone plays one of these?
I value yes. your input.
Even though it's a free app?
Just as soon as the Bitcoin hits my wallet, because the reason my advocacy has been lagging is because I've noticed a severe lack of people paying their union dues. And I'm like, just as it's important for our members to fight for 15, I need to fight for 15 from every member as well. So,
15, wow.
It's because Bitcoin is actually worth something now, so people don't want to throw it around like nothing.
Yeah, but like on the low, well, I guess like telling the secret on the air is not a good way to keep a secret. But on the low, if you just like gave me the Bitcoin and there was like a 15 somewhere in like the decimal, like that'd be fine too. If you were like, but like try to make all the numbers good. Be like, here's like 4.20666611.
So 15.
Yeah.
15 squittens.
15.
Per
15.
Month.
Yeah, squint. Yeah, it was just whatever.
I think my favorite name is... 15
squints, I think I can do that.
...of one of the sounds on this app. My favorite name is Small Creepy Group Laughing.
Yeah.
The other thing you folks need to know is that I will be taking Super Bowl bets, and the line is currently Patriots -3, for those of you who want to bet on the Super Bowl. So, -3 points, standard 11 really? To 10, Bitcoin pricing. Yep.
See, I barely pay attention, but I don't know. I do. I still do have a
New England versus Atlanta.
I know, but I have a deep-seated. No, I just happen to catch all the stuff that's been going on the past couple of weeks. But I have a deep-seated hatred for Tom Brady. So,
what is necessary? I am what is necessary.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. So, Small Creepy Group Laughing is actually I sewed together multi-tracked a bunch of. All of us alone laughing, and when I put it together and listened to it, it sounded creepy. It sounded like, I don't know, I'm wondering if this app will be used to bully people, but it could also be used
should
to
I make a stand-up
bullies.
Video and use that as my laugh track?
Yeah,
I think you should do a stand-up
should.
Performance and use this a lot in the performance. I'd pay a squittin to see that.
All right, word.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Cool.
So, Jeremy.
Yes.
We didn't finish up the shock collar thing. So, the shock collar would also be on Trump, but it wouldn't be 51% of the country could decide when to use it. It would be decided by the Electoral College.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. I need a ba-dump bump on this. I'm going to put that.
Yeah, see?
You know, like applause. That. Yeah. That'd be, have your own applause track if you're not funny. That'd be good.
I would use that. Yeah. I'm one of those people that always wished I had, you know, theme music following behind me wherever
it's
I went.
It's always clapback season with the Pocket Alibi app.
I like it.
I like it.
I like it.
Yeah. A lot.
So you told me, go ahead. You were saying something to Steve. I mean, Steve was saying something to Jeremy. Go ahead, sir.
So, Jeremy, should you want to bet against Tom Brady on the Super Bowl, every 100 Bitcoin that you wager would pay back 138 should the Falcons win, if you wanted to just take the Falcons to win outright.
All right. Yeah. sounds.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to.
So, because let's face it, it'll probably be you and Paul Gordon and like one other person. but anybody who wants to hit me up and get some action, I'll also give you the over under. It's 58. That's the combined total for both teams.
Yeah.
58.5. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yep, looking to be a high scoring affair. Just like the number of downloads on the Pocket Alibi app, which we have the reviews for. Right.
Oh, yeah. Nice segue.
Yeah.
So let's read the
See?
Five reviews. That's, so
that's a pro. This is a teaching hospital.
Yep. And everyone should go review this app.
That's so Liberty Lampoon, not to be confused with National Lampoon, not to be confused with White Nationalist Lampoon, gave us 5 stars, bless their grind, and wrote, just last week, me and my wife, I won't approach that from the perspective of a former English teacher, I'll just continue reading, got into a huge fight. We were having serious problems communicating, period. Boom. End of review.
No. That's not the end of review.
That's all I can see.
Oh, so I have the rest of it. So it says, oh, I can't even see it, though.
Well, see?
Then this evening, downloaded this app and let it do the talking for me. It may be filled with mildly autistic people saying things I don't fully understand, but it worked. Needless to say, I endorse this app as the number one marital aid in the world.
It's free marriage counseling, this app.
I like that. I like
I know the guy who wrote that, so thank you, sir.
Who is that?
That's Aaron Thompson from Liberty Lampoon. Who will actually be on the next episode of The Seeds of Liberty. I'm going to be interviewing him this week.
Nice.
There you go.
Quit playing with your microphone there, Steve. I can hear it.
I was having headphone issues.
I'm going to use the shock collar on you. All right. Yeah, The new version of Fiend Phone has...
I am not a cop, and you are not 51%.
See, I have been fearful of that for like the last 2 updates, because you've kept threatening that. I keep waiting to be shocked.
So what was the thing we said that the next version should have? I'll put it in.
Besides the shock collar?
Yeah.
Or no, this thing.
Applause.
Of this app. Oh, yeah, the applause.
But you have, are you a cop, too? How about, are you a cop? You have to tell me if you're a cop.
Can you do it in the Boston accent from, like, what was that, the Departed? You a cop?
I like the typing in the background because it gives a very newsroom feel to the Freedom Fiends.
Perfect. News. Fiend News.
It always sounds like we're actually doing something around here. It's good stuff.
All right, let's read another one. Steve can read the first half and someone else can read the second half. Because he's one of the people who doesn't have a Google Play account.
I'll leave it on a cliffhanger. So this is James Weeks, Freedom Fiend, male stripper. The only app you'll ever need for anything, uninstall everything else and just have this. He gave it 5 stars. Bless
his like Brian. That.
Yes. High quality.
It's great.
Was there more?
No, that was it. You got that one.
That was it. I got the entire thing. Yeah, there see? We're slaying. Lusander Fiend, fellow Freedom Fiend, gave it 5 stars, and he wrote, when you are giving somebody the silent treatment but still want to respond to something stupid, they...
He said, this app is for you. Accept no substitute.
I like it.
Nice.
That's how I really picture this generally being used, other than, you know, for homeschooled kids to annoy their parents. But, yep. Yeah. All right, so read the sweet one. The one that starts the sweet.
We're out.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Yeah. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolf. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
About the Freedom Fiends new app, Pocket Alibi, available free. on the Google Play Store. No, it's not available for iPhone because they're a big hassle to deal with.
Screw you, beautiful people.
Yeah, you're not worth it either, you beautiful people. They're not worth it because there's not many of them. Like, it's getting to the point where there's like 4/5 of the people listening to our show are listening on Android. Like, if it was the other way around, I'd jump through the hoops, but it's just not worth it. So I'm going to sit out the second hour, but did you guys see the Russian Bitcoin video someone made?
I didn't get a chance to watch it. No, I didn't get a chance to watch it. No.
It's awesome. It's I've heard it says good things about Bitcoin, but I don't know what it's saying. It's basically the guy filming kind of bad video with really bad audio, filming his computer as he like scrolls through the Bitcoin website and talks about it. And he's got like really weird wallpaper that looks kind of Cold War. I mean, it really looks like something made in the Cold War. I like it.
So
that's what my American brain thinks of that. And somebody else made a couple really good English language tutorials on working with Fiend Phone. I mean, with
Bitcoin. Tutorials.
Tutorials. John Turturro. He's one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, that actually was the timing on that post. When I saw that was perfect, because just last night, somebody who I hadn't talked to in a while reached out to me through Facebook and through a private message and was like, "Hey, man, can I ask you some questions about Bitcoin? I'm having problems."
Send him
like,
the video.
Yeah, it was the next the next morning I saw that. I was like, "Perfect."
Well, how to mine here we go. The CLI wallet, but and if people, you know, those are in the. If you go to Bitcoin, go to the over on the right side where it says a list of all Bitcoin posts, and click on that, and it's the top, or by the time you hear this, one of the near top posts. And you could just send it to people so they don't bother you and they want to know. So we're going to put in the show notes too a link for a $25 Android phone that the beautiful people on iPhone should go buy. At this point, there's enough Fiends apps and they're so cool that it's kind of a killer app to where you should go spend $25 on a little tiny Android phone to run them all. It'll run them all. The one it won't run well, though, is G.G. Allen's grave, because
it
won't really find G.G. Allen's grave because you need GPS, but and those little phones don't have it. But it's pretty cool. You know, you can download. Steve, stop playing with your microphone. You can download, you know, at home when you're on the Wi-Fi. And unlike our iPhone app, you don't have to be online
or the library
to play stuff you've downloaded.
Or the IHOP.
Or the IHOP.
Or in their parking lot.
The IHOP. Yeah. I wonder if there's any Fiend fans that love the Fiends so much and don't have internet anymore because times are tough, that they go like sit in the iPhone parking lot. The IHOP parking lot.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I did stuff like that back in the day when, you know, for shows that I wanted to listen to. Sure. Why not, man?
When I was making my first website in 1996, nobody had a scanner. Like, scanners were, you know, cost $5,000 and not many people had them. So a friend of mine, I wanted a couple pictures of me and my girlfriend at the time scanned for my website. And I had a friend who had a scanner at work who, like, scanned it at work when no one was looking and brought it to me on a 3.5-inch floppy disk, brought it to this AA meeting. And she left before I showed up, and she left it in the office, and the office was already closed. I actually broke an entering to get that disc. I wanted it so badly. I mean, I didn't break anything. I just, like, the window wasn't locked. And after the meeting, I just pried the window and went in.
Entering.
The legal thing is breaking and entering. Allegedly, I didn't do this. Cash Newman did this, my cousin. But, yeah.
This is a
fictional story. I really wanted that data. Yeah.
Cash Newman blocked me on Facebook. That's all I know.
me too. All right, let's read this last. You know, okay, of these, let's read the last of these reviews. There's one that got edited. The one that says, "The sweet pickup lines alone are worth it. Great app." Had another line. It was something about piles of getting pyramids of kitty.
Oh. Well, actually, right now, what all it says is it's with it. It's not worth
grab them by the pyramids.
Yes. With it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the sweet pickup lines alone are with it.
He's a sweet 60 swinger hanging out.
That's what I was thinking.
This app is really with it, fellas. What kind of man reads Playboy and listens to the Freedom Fiends? Be one of those ads.
Go download the app, people. Right now. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do it.
Your setback liberty, 5 million pips.
Well, if it's that kind of party, I'm just...
Are you tired of driving your kids to Gigi Allen's grave only to be unable to find the grave because some dick stole the headstone? Well, there is a solution. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app for Android will give you door-to-grave directions. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app uses advanced GPS protocols to guide you with voices to the exact patch of dust and grass where Gigi took his final dirt nap. Bring the kids. Do some needle drops at the Gigiest place on Earth. Gigi always had a huge underground following, but it's even bigger now that he's literally underground. So it's no surprise that lots of folks today take a pilgrimage to Gigi's grave. But getting there wasn't easy. Until this app. Forget Graceland, forget the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Those are plastic places for old people with jobs. Hell, even CBGB's is gone, and that former hallowed ground is now a yuppie coffee bar. The real rock and roll mecca is an unmarked patch of grass in Littleton, New Hampshire, and our free app will show you how to get there. Get the Find Gigi Allen's Grave app today. Even if you're not planning to go there soon, the app is fun. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is covered by the BIPCOT No Government License, and it's from the good people at Beast Lick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team, who also brought you Fiend Phone, the Freedom Fiends radio app, BIPCOT, MeowBit, and of course, Truth, Justice, American Way. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is free. Get it today on the Google Play Store or on Amazon. Your family will thank you. And don't forget to rate and review. Worms, eating Gigi Allen's face.
Broadcasting to the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza, on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. So, we are back for the second hour. This is Jeremy.
We're back for the second hour of the Fiends Do Freedom.
Yeah.
That's Jean us. Dufresne. Yep.
So,
I got a podcast recommendation for all
you
folks out there in podcast land. Yes. If you're listening on iTunes, stop listening to this show right now and immediately go listen to this show instead. There is a show by a Philadelphia comedian named Seamus Millar. Sort of reminds me of a younger version of myself. And he has a show called Conversations for Our Grandkids. And the whole concept of the show is it's written for their grandchildren to listen to in the future so that they know how their grandfathers got to be such crotchety, curmudgeon-y old men.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to have to check that out because...
Yeah. It's a really good show. So, highly recommended. The audio is great. A lot of these podcasts put on by comedian friends of mine tend to have awful audio, but Conversations for Our Grandkids, available on the Tunes of I. And we were talking earlier before the show started about the black guy who tips. I have a little bit of jealousy of Rod, the guy on the black guy who tips, because his wife, who does the show with him, first of all, that's all they do. They do their podcast, and that's their entire job. They have like premium members and they support them and they're like Cantwell, except they're not anti-black because they are in fact themselves black. They were servers before that, and that's why they got to tip. And his wife just has the best laugh. It's ha ha. Like, just this loud sustained laugh. It's like, yeah, Lisa times Diana. And yeah, nice. I would feel like I was a comic god. And yeah, it's just always a very joke. And they do this segment on a lot of their episodes called Guess the Race. And it's got where they read a news story similar to how we do like Social Justice Warrior or mm-hmm. or Stormfront. So, coming up after the break, by the way. we'll have a fresh
don't want to miss that.
Don't want to miss that. Stay tuned. Don't go listen to the conversations for our grandkids. It's got a little theme song where it's like, now then it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Ba-da-ba. And they play along with people like on a live chat room because it's just them, and they read the story and they're like, well, 26-year-old Shirekia Johnson. And they're like, black, 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 black. And yeah, very, very funny show, though. The Black Guy Who Tips, available on iTunes, or TBGWT, because they're also Twitter trolls. They are in the part of Twitter known as Black Twitter, which you may have heard from.
I don't know if I've heard of. I don't think I've heard from, though.
ever since Jim Jesus did that impression of me, I'm very conscious about saying the because he makes me sound like I'm this blithering fool when he does these impressions onto me. And yeah.
Oh, the
but the you know, it's fine. I'm not a big fan of comedians that do impressions, and Jim just made the list. I'm kidding. It's fine. He's not Jeff Dunham.
Oh, hey.
He didn't spawn Lena Dunham.
He's fun. Aren't they like the same age or somewhere close? Or is she younger? No, I don't even know anything about
she's
her.
She's way younger.
Oh, I don't even know Dunham. Anything. Oh, I know he's older. I'm gonna find.
Oh yeah.
I don't know anything about the. I just know she's a silly thing.
She's
things.
Like my age. I'm 34. Okay. I think she and I are about the same age.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
These young whippersnappers, I have no idea, man. I am so not with it. I am not. I do not know anything about the current culture like that. Like what goes on.
About the current year?
Yeah, I really don't. I don't pay it. I stopped paying attention. I was so busy doing other things. And, you know, between doing this show and the other projects I work on and taking care of my kids and running my business.
Yeah, and like having young kids is, especially two of them, is a big thing because you spend a lot of time on, hey, don't put that in your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, luckily they've got past that for the most part, but it's moved on to other things. Like, you know, why are you hitting your sister? What? Stop picking that up over your head. That's just going to lead to bad things. You know, things like that.
Yeah.
Luckily, it's not things that I expected to hear. Like, you know, don't do that to the dogs, because, you know, that was my biggest fear with I have all these dogs around. Luckily, that's the one thing, you know, I mean, I say that. It's not like my kids are horrible. They just, you know, they're half me, and I had a horrible temper at that age.
Oh, yeah. Get a little rage going. That's a great motivator. Like, in the years before you discover drugs, though, like, if you're looking for, like, something to just, like, get a quick head buzz and, like, get going out the door, just get really, really mad about something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why people that are, like, in recovery will often, like, rah!
Yeah, it helps. Because you know what? I actually, it's funny. I did it to do that, and then also because it would drain me afterwards, and it's kind of like relaxing. It's like, okay.
Oh, yeah, you can go right to bed after you.
Yeah. Or at least calm down to do it. It's something I needed to do. Just like, okay, I got that out of my system, and now I feel a little better. I'm a little less jacked up, so it'll be good. But yeah, no, it's funny. I think about it now because my mom, my family swears like I was the sweetest kid in the world until I was five, and nobody's really sure what happened to this day. And I sure as heck have no recollection of it because I don't remember much of my childhood, and I'm not really sure if that's just because I forget, if I don't want to remember, or it's all the drugs I've done, or a combination of all the things. So. But I was just told that, like, that's when my angry young man's face started at 5 years old. So I don't know. I guess I can't really get too mad at my kids when they get when they give me this look, and I'm like, oh, I've seen that look before in pictures.
Yeah, you know, I always had terrible sports teams, and that I think mitigated a lot of my rage. And also, pro wrestling was a thing in the late 80s, and if you were like 7 years old and an aspirant homosexual, like, that was a really great way to, and especially, I mean, Yokozuna was around. You remember Yokozuna was the wrestler. And his
did you really recognize it that early on with Yokozuna?
It was pretty early.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember Yokozuna, though. He was a big man.
Well, they billed him as weighing, I think, like 700 pounds or something.
Oh, he wasn't
like
anywhere near that.
He wasn't anywhere near that. He was like in the threes.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. But yeah, there was definitely enough of Yokozuna to love.
Well, I remember all that. I remember that time too, because I was into the big into the wrestling back then. But I don't know.
That was just one.
not in that way though.
not like that. Not the same. Not that sort of way.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but.
Yeah. My sportsbook offers Korean sumo wrestling, so I'll often throw down $5 on a Korean sumo match. Like
you would just bet straight up.
Yeah,
it's funny. Well, you guys, yep. You can bet on anything. Yeah,
yeah. And WHIV in Philly will carry like baseball games in Korean from KBO, the Korean.
It's in Korean too. They don't even translate it. Yeah.
Well, it's the feeds directly from them.
So, oh, okay, yeah. I gotcha. Yeah.
And yeah, so it's like, but you could tell by crowd reactions what's happening.
You know, is there like a little Korea in that area that would be applicable for?
Not in the slightest.
That's even better. I mean,
it's close to, but like they run it out of Temple University, so like I'm sure there's like a couple people that applies to. But I mean, yeah. And the other thing is like, even if it does, one, are you listening to the radio? Two, do you happen to be scrolling through between 4 and 7 in the morning? When KBO is played, there's a whole confluence of events that has to happen there where you're like already like going for an extremely small demographic of people. Like if it's only 5 people that it applies to, you better hope that like 4 of them aren't at the library. Probably they are.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Good point.
Korea. But yeah, Korean baseball is great. They have a little dance for every individual player. That all the fans do. It's such a good time. If you're ever in Korea, definitely go seek out a KBO baseball game.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them, but I don't recall that. That's interesting.
Yeah, and they flip the bats too, which is like disrespectful in America, but nobody cares in Korea, so they're always just like ba-doom, like flipping bats, and people are doing their dances. They have Korean pops. Like the other thing is that half the players are dating some sort of supermodel, just like over here.
Oh, of course.
So all these like supermodels and like people that are like Korea famous are there, and. Yeah,
Korea famous. Thing.
Korea famous. Yeah, you know, they're in some boy band or, you know, their dad was a military leader or, you know, whatever. Yeah. And they're trying, like, they're there for the same reason I am, to, like, go ogle the like, extremely, like, large and over the hill Korean baseball players. Yeah. There was one they thought was going to come to the U.S., and he just signed a big new contract with the KT Wiz. Used to play for the Doosan Bears.
I don't know much about the Korean league. I only remember
there's 12 teams in Korea, and they're all in like the largest cities, and the ballparks are fun. They're laid out. It's like $5 to go to a game, $5 US.
Nice.
And it's a really good time, and everybody's drunk, similar to football games here. People just get drunk. Loaded on soju, this like fermented alcohol that tastes awful. They'll just get loaded for like $2 in the parking lot and then go on into the game, do their little dances. It's very like latently homoerotic, so it very much falls into line with everything else I do. So anyway, what were you saying about Luke Bryan?
Oh, well, what did we hear? What did we hear during the break that he's announced he's doing the Super Bowl? I guess.
No, yeah. Lady Gaga's doing the Super Bowl. Oh. They would never put Luke Bryan on the Super Bowl. There would be race riots if they put Luke Bryan.
What are they
the Super
talking
Bowl?
About? I could have sworn they said they did that. I don't know.
He's the featured act at some show, I think it might be. I think it was a country themed awards show. That's Luke Bryan's ceiling. Like you're not going to hear. Yeah. Is single white women just trying to get by in the world. That's that was the thing. Last time I went to a Luke Bryan concert was this summer, and both I and my gay lover got hit on by women who were like trying to all grind up on us. And like 5 different people walked up to Raul and said, Hey, Derek, or whatever, because they thought that all Asian people were the same. And he got called like 5 other people's names. It was fantastic.
That's great. Well, yeah.
USA.
And they're all.
Also, people were chanting F ISIS at the concert a week before the Orlando shooting. Country people, the first hipsters.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts. Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
We are ready to play America's favorite radio game show segment. Is it Stormfront or is it Social Justice Warriors writing this crap? Is it Stormfront or is it Social Justice Warriors? Boom, boom. All right. So our first one today says... Okay, this is an easy one. We'll start off easy. A lot of these, a lot of times I like to go hard in the paint right away, but we'll start off with one that's kind of a softball.
Okay.
Why blank genocide is key to the Earth's survival?
That's got to be Stormfront, I hope.
Think about it, though.
Wait, what is it again?
Why blank race genocide is key to the Earth's survival?
Why? Really? Yeah, I said, I don't know. It just sounds like it's
Stormfront.
Yeah.
It's a social justice warrior. Okay, blank race genocide is obviously white genocide. Who says why white genocide is key to the Earth's survival? And like that's also a social justice idea. Like
the Earth
surviving. Like people on Stormfront are gonna like you know jackboot around being like,
see, I haven't played this.
We must recycle.
Yeah. See, I missed that clue right there. It's been a long day as it is. But yeah. Okay. I gotta.
All right. Over one. Here we go. Yeah. Blank people genetics compels you to Satan to act and think. Adjective of the aforementioned people.
See, now that one sounds more SJW to me. Oh, because Satan, they're the Stormfront. Are they religious? See, I don't even know that much about them. I try not to think about them.
Again, it's blank genetics compels you to Satan to act and think blankly.
Act and blank.
like people of race mentioned.
Yeah, I got you, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, shit. I don't know, I hate this game. Stormfront then.
It is Stormfront.
Okay, yeah. There we go. That makes sense.
The original quote is, Jew genetics compels you Satanists to act and think, all caps, Jewish.
Wow. What a revelation, too.
The dynamic between blank race women and other blank other race women. Why do they hate us so much? I can count on one finger the number of blank race women I know, usually from work, that are even civil to me. Do they want to be us or something?
SJW.
See, this one is kind of a trap because do they want to be us at the end? Makes you think it's full on social justice warrior, but it is in fact a female posting at Stormfront.
Wow.
Yep.
Mm.
And the screenshot for this one, I would just like noted for the record, is of two trains that are facing each other. I don't know why. And this is the ad for Stormfront at the top of the page. And it says Stormfront in this like really Nazi'd out font. And then it says, where every month is White History Month.
Wow. So
pre-gaming for the month of February already. Or maybe that's up there 12 months out of the year. Might be. But yeah, so that was a stealth Stormfront right there.
Yeah, see, it was leading. See that? Yeah, that was pretty good because it was leading up to that. Like you said at the end, I was like, "Oh, it's got to be." Come on.
Yeah,
that sounds like such a you know, snob. Well, I'd like to use a word starts with D, but snobby way of some SJW like talking down to somebody.
It's the talking down that
that
baits you a certain way. This next one I think is a little easier. The fact that blank men have lusted after, and when not offered, taken the body of a blank woman for centuries is sickening. The idea that a blank woman would voluntarily lie down with one is downright mind-blowing.
Yeah, see, words like voluntary in there, that's got to be SJWs, because Stormfront doesn't care about that. They don't seem to think about that.
Yeah, it's social justice.
Yeah,
this is somebody who is a social justice warrior and went into the subreddit for the Donald, which is a smart idea. It's like Richard Spencer going to an Antifa rally and thinking everything's gonna be cool, no problem. Got a bunch of violent people here, let me go make a video. I'm a well-known white nationalist, what's the worst that could happen?
Yes. that was pretty funny to see.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Yeah, so Michael just had me call him during the break to test out his ringtone. I have a feeling somehow it has something to do with the app. I think he's obsessed already. I think he may have an issue.
Yeah, I think he's gone full bore again. I think Selby's been reincarnated in the form of an app.
Oh man,
it'll sound better tomorrow.
Nice.
That was a deep cut in the MWD filmography right there. So for those of you playing the Fiends at home bingo game, cross off Selby. I wonder if people actually do play the bingo game. Hit me up. I'll send you some stickers if you actually play Fiends Bingo. And here's the crucial part. You need to tweet a picture of the bingo board completed as you go through a given day or week's episode. But they're all on the internet. This is all BIPCOT licensed. As long as you're not a cop, you can go ahead and use it. Bingo blotters can be found at most dollar stores, I've learned. If you are or any Catholic church, you can also go there and get yourself a bingo blotter.
Nice.
And just sit and play along at home. Take yourself a bingo blotter, get it nice and moist, and go throughout the board, and every time, you know, you get a lady laugh track, you get, you know, what have you, worms, you know, the cat muff ad. For those of you, that was a special one for people on the podcast. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot that's not really radio friendly, I guess.
I should really update the bingo boards pretty soon, because there's certain things that happen now, and, you know, I'm gonna put a space for cursing on the air. That seems to be a big thing. Like, people dropping F bombs. Who would do such a thing? I did almost one time.
It's usually been guests, I think. Except for, you know, I think one or other two, a couple other slip ups. I don't know how I've managed to. That was the one thing that always surprised me, because before I came on the show, like, I cursed up a storm on my podcast just because my one co-host did too, and it was just, you know.
But didn't you also commit several, like, Geneva Convention violating crimes against audio?
Well, yeah, but that's
only one,
and that was on my podcast.
Okay, here we go.
Your
old podcast had horrible audio.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well,
yeah. I had no idea what I was doing. I was just handed the reins and been like, "Hey, you take care of this."
You just knew you loved freedom and wanted to tell people via iTunes.
Exactly. So why the heck not?
And how many episodes did you do about the non-aggression principle? Don't lie to me.
It came up fairly regularly because, you know, they like to talk about it. But I think there's only one or maybe two episodes actually dedicated in the first 50.
did you keep it, as the kids say, OGAF?
Oh, yeah. Had to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so. But, yeah, so. Thank goodness we've graduated from that.
Here's the thing, with the FCC and what have you, and with the words we can't say on radio, there is one certain millennial term for describing somebody called an F-boy, B-O-I.
Yes.
And it is such a fitting term, just like S-Lord, which is another thing that's like popular with particularly liberal millennials, calling people poo lords. And, that sort of thing. But yeah, I really like both of those terms, and it would be really great if I could say them on radio. And if you do want to hear bad words come out of my mouth, you can download the Wahlberts or occasionally the Passive Aggressive Hour. I try not to curse on that though.
Oh yeah. See, yeah. I find myself, I still do on my other shows, not that, because like all the other shows that I'm on now, I do curse from time to time, but it's not, I find myself stopping myself more and more. I guess I trained myself so well from doing this so many times. But like I said, I was just surprised, you know. That was the one thing I was always worried about. I was like, I know I'm going to slip up.
You're like, let me get through this conversation about how much I want to have sex with Donald Trump's daughter that's get us kicked off a radio station. Let me make sure there's absolutely no cursing involved.
Yes. You know, hey.
And the saddest thing, the saddest thing about that is that when I was saying that, my hand is in that like okay position that Trump does when he was talking. I'm a little disappointed in myself.
Oh,
100%.
Happens to the best of us, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. Bernie would have won. Did you see that one meme? Did you see Bernie's dank meme stash had a little resurrection. It was just like the old days. There was apparently there was some printout of the inaugural address given by Trump, and if you read the first letter of every line down the left side, it says Bernie would have won.
Oh, really? That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
It's the Da Vinci Code with Trump speeches.
Wow. See, yeah. Now that's something that may actually get me interested in actually paying attention for a little while. Other than that,
like, this is the boring part. This is the part where like they come up with like crappy laws, and then everybody like contrives how mad they are.
That part. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's, you know, at least paying attention.
Everybody instantly becomes a lawyer. Just like when a celebrity dies, everyone instantly becomes their biggest fan, biggest admirer.
Oh yes, they were the greatest. You know,
yeah.
Let's forget about the fact beat his wife, and you know there's allegations of him, you know, doing things with animals.
Comedians are some of the worst offenders at this, and I have a ton of comedians on my social media feeds. But every time a celebrity dies, it's like, you know, if it weren't for Zsa Zsa Gabor, I probably never would have started doing comedy. It's like, yo, get out of my face. George Michael showed me what showmanship truly is. I'm like, yeah, that really helps when you stand there and pretend the microphone is your penis. I see. This is crucial. never would have been possible were it not for George Michael. He was a phallus artist.
Well.
That's going to get us to the station. I apologize to say.
Oh, man.
He died a month ago, and he still weighs more than me.
Oh, wow.
Did you see those pictures? Those like last pictures of George Michael. It was like, wow.
No, I actually missed those. I try to not pay it. Like I said, I try not to pay it.
He really didn't leave behind very much because he like didn't have a wife, and he didn't have any kids, and he didn't even have a last name to leave behind.
I bet you
the loneliest place on earth though was like the closest rest stop near his house. People were probably waiting for him. I meet George at this rest stop all the time because he was pretty open later in life about how much he loved cottaging, as they call it over there, where you just go when you find a dude and you do your thing. George loved this. It was because I think for him it was like a way for him to be anonymous, and he was just so famous, and you know, you could go in and do your thing. Without the ring. And
did he even have anything at the end anyway? I mean, when was the last time he made any money off of any of the stuff he did?
Those royalty checks are bigs, you know, like
still
my IP. Yeah, no, they were still
Fiend phone.
Yeah, but I really liked Leonard Cohen, and I can prove it because I covered his song Suzanne on the Bomb record.
Oh my goodness.
And I covered his song Hallelujah, weeping tears to the point that Roger Ebert gave it 8 thumbs up.
If it weren't for the most well-known auctioneer in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the band Bomb never would have assembled. R.I.P. Roy Labor.
Who?
No, that was we were talking about how like people make every celebrity death about themselves, and comedians especially will like pretend that the person influenced.
Well, I kind of made Leonard Cohen's death about myself because it touched me really deeply. But you know, I had a history I could prove. I wasn't a fair weather, you know, mourner. Basically, is what I'm saying. Also, I have the story that's true. I can't prove
it. Fairweather Mourner was one of the founding fathers.
I can't prove it, but it's true that his daughter used to be my roommate and told me about the time she was tripping at age 15 and he made her watch a movie of, you know, fascists in Italy torturing children.
Yeah.
Heaven.
Oh.
You didn't hear that one, Steve?
No, I'm unaware of that story from the NWD canon of stories.
Speaking of Leonard Cohen and acid, so Jeremy and I watched this movie that ends with a 1974 performance of Leonard Cohen in Jerusalem tripping his face off on LSD, and it shows him eating the acid, and it's like he finds some a 100 blotters on a sheet in his guitar case, and he's like, "Yeah, this is from years ago. Wonder if it's any good." And he starts licking it, and then passes it around to his band, and they all take some. And he gets through about a third of a song, and he's just weeping.
Yeah,
he just leaves. He leaves the stage, and then he finally, like, you know, they come. He comes back out, and he's like, "You know, I could play, but I." He just laughed, and he said later that. I read an interview where he said that he imagined the entire audience, one Jew, and this isn't a Jewish thing. He was Jewish. He was actually a Jewish Christian Buddhist, which is kind of weird. Jewish Christian Buddhist whose idea of parenting was to show his tripping teenage daughter, a film of fascists in Italy sexually torturing children. It's a movie called A Thousand Nights of Sodom, I think. Don't look for it. It's probably illegal. It's an art film. It's not porn, but it's not legal. Weird stuff. But he said that he pictured the audience as one giant ancient Jew of like all the Jews in history. And the giant ancient Jew was listening to him play and was like, "Yeah, I've seen a lot in my days. This doesn't impress me."
Oh.
That's not in the movie, huh?
I don't think so. But yeah, that was the last time you went out there. You were just like, you know, thank you. I'm weeping. The entire band, we're all weeping back there. We can't. We just can't do it. Yeah.
He invented emo in 1974. But I actually saw the first.
I wouldn't go bragging about that.
It was a band called Rites of Spring. So I'm playing DC. Long story, won't go there.
More like Wrongs of Spring.
Oh, the guy that's on the Google page, damn it.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Seen that, the woman screaming no at Trump's inauguration on the street?
Yeah.
Oh man, it's great to have a 24-hour period where libertarians aren't the most embarrassing thing on the internet, am I right?
these do pop up every once in a while, but I saw a couple of either picture, it was like I think a couple of memes, and I thought she got a couple of videos that showed her, and I guess it was somebody else a couple of years ago who looks very much like her screaming at another problem. You know, it's like the pose now. You know,
see, you could tell they're not libertarians, because libertarians would be shouting at an empty building. That is a core libertarian activism, essentially.
That's so funny, because. When I first found libertarianism in general, I first got introduced to it.
Which trash can did you find it in?
Yeah, pretty much. A Long Island somewhere in the Babylon area, kind of dirty down
there. It was on the beach next to a syringe.
Exactly. And but the people I ran into, like, that's what they wanted, like, that's what they were doing. That's the type of, you know, activism they were all about. They were all like, yeah, we're gonna go protest. I'm like, all right, when is it? Like, Saturday. I'm like, nobody's there on Saturday, right? Well, yeah. So what purpose are we serving?
Low risk, low reward.
Well, you know, if we get enough of us there, then they'll put us on the news. Well, how much is enough? Well, last time we got 100, were you on the news? No. All right, so we got to get at least more than 100. It's like, and it just never worked out, but it's just so funny because, yeah, that's the whole attitude. Yeah, what do we yell at those?
You're doing it wrong. They should announce that, you know, Miley Cyrus is going to be doing her new album about the Fed or whatever. Cop blocking. Yeah. You know, I'll guarantee the media that if you come and watch us harass a meter maid on Saturday, Neil Diamond will be there with me.
Good old Neil.
Taxation theft. Bum, bum, bum.
You should do a parody of that. That'd be great.
Yeah. Government steel diamond. Yeah.
Yeah, man. See, I was forced to listen to that, forced to listen to Neil over and over and over again growing up.
My mother loved him as well. Yeah.
Both my parents were into him. I remember them dropping my sisters off at my cousin, me and my sisters off at my cousin's house a bunch of times, so them and my uncle and my aunt could all go together because they were all huge Neil Diamond fans.
While we're on the air, I'm gonna plug some things. I got Truth or Elvis gig is coming up on February 11th at Bob and Barbara's in Philadelphia. March 8th is at Bob and Barbara's in Philadelphia. February 11th is in West Philly at the Beaumont Warehouse. That is a death burlesque show, and Truth or Elvis will be singing songs about 9/11.
Nice.
So, yeah, putting it out there and about how Bush did it. And I'll have lost some weight, so hopefully I'll be able to fit into my Elvis costume again without my genitals sticking through the jumpsuit, offending people in the audience, because this was a problem.
Wow.
Was Tower 7 was on full display for the entire truth for the entire truth or Elvis thing. Not good. Not good. Doesn't play well to improv audiences. So they want to be supportive, man, but they don't want to hear the truth. And this is the core problem of humanity.
Of course,
you gotta lay out the truth, and you gotta pepper it with jokes, and then you gotta make it still what they want to hear. So, what you wanna do when the Sheriff John Brown come for you?
I got an email from Michael when he did pop in before. He seemed to be all on fire hose, and I don't remember if he knows what he actually said at that point, but he did come in and mention the Leonard Cohen movie, and he says he has homework for people that should go out and watch it. I actually did enjoy it because I didn't know much about the guy. I know the name, and I know I knew some of his songs, but I really knew nothing about the guy, and it was fascinating, even before the whole acid trip. I'll link it in the show notes tonight, but it's called Leonard Cohen Bird on a Wire. And this guy definitely led a very interesting life.
There you go.
So, and he was a fascinating and pretty brilliant guy, apparently, because he was a writer. He was he wrote books. He was a poet. All before he became a singer and songwriter. So check it out,
folks. That's beautiful.
Worms.